Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Well, thanks for joining us for another edition of Cover Your Assets KC, the podcast that helps you better understand that financial landscape out there. I'm Walter Storholt, alongside David Dickens. He's the president and wealth advisor at KC Financial Advisors, serving you in Kansas City with an office in Overland Park. You can find us online by going to coveryourassetskc.com. David, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. All well in your world?
Yeah, everything's great. I'm excited to be talking about some 401k rollovers today.
Well, we can make it an exciting topic, no doubt about it, because it's one of those topics that is going to potentially have a major impact on your financial plan. If you do it right, especially, it'll be a positive impact. And if you don't do it right, well, I guess it could have quite the negative impact. So it's a little bit of exciting kind of towing that line, I suppose.
So, exactly. It's hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that people are saving up in these plans. And if they do it right, it can really, really positively impact their retirement. So it's good stuff.
Well, something we've talked about before on your radio program, you know, over the last many, many weeks, and here on the podcast, we'll mention this again, I'm sure, from time to time. You know, the importance of not leaving a 401k, as an example, with your old employer, with your old company, after you no longer work there. What are the benefits of rolling an old 401k like that into something like an IRA? Why is that talked about so much?
Well, I think it's because most 401k plans have fairly limited investment choices. Somebody at your company, as you're listening to this, somebody at your company has picked out the investment choices that you get to have. And they're not going to have 30 or 40 or 50 or, you know, when I'm looking at investments for my clients, thousands of different investment choices. It's going to be a pretty limited universe. And then you really don't have the ability to work with an advisor or somebody that can help you through those choices. But I think of a real specific example. I just recently met with a couple. They were in their mid-50s, and they, between them, had 8 different retirement accounts. She had 3 old 401ks and a current 401k, and she had a Roth that they had been contributing to. He had just 1 old 401k and a current 401k and a Roth. So there was nothing necessarily wrong about that, except that those orphaned 401ks, the old 401ks, they couldn't explain to me how they were invested. In fact, they didn't even look at them anymore, and it ended up being a bunch of money. So I think the real benefit of rolling those over and what we did for them was to consolidate them into 1 account each so that they had an active plan. Now I happen to be helping them implement that plan, but even if they were active do-it-yourselfers, to have 3 or 4 orphaned accounts out there, that makes it really, really difficult to have a concentrated strategy. So that's what we did for them, was really put it into a place where they could see it, develop a strategy, and feel like, you know, with confidence that they were moving toward their goal.
Yeah, it might make us feel good that we've got so many different accounts, but when you've got so many that you can't keep track of them, I guess that leads us in a bad direction sometimes. So good to get some things consolidated, if for the mental purposes, if nothing else, and that's helpful. All right, so I know tax implications. We've got to bring up that conversation here whenever we talk about doing a rollover, because they've got tax implications when you kind of roll out of that 401k and into an IRA, right?
Yeah, they do, and if you do it wrong, the entire account becomes a taxable event. So nobody wants that. In a lot of cases, we're talking about, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And to have those be immediately taxable because it was done incorrectly would be, it would not only be a shame, that would be a travesty for most people that I know. So the real key there is just to make sure that you're doing a custodian to custodian or a direct transfer, that the money never goes into your bank account for a 60-day rollover, but this thing goes straight from the existing 401k custodian to your new custodian for this IRA rollover. Pretty simple if you know what you're doing, but tragic results if you goof it up.
Yeah, that's like the old, you get the check and forget to transfer it over into the old account, now you owe taxes on all that money. That's no fun.
No, that's a big payday for Uncle Sam, and that is not going to help anybody that I know get to the retirement that they want to get to.
That's a great point. All right, so what if I am still working at the company, David? We're leaving all those folks out. Let's say I like some of those reasons that you talked about earlier about moving out of a 401k into an IRA, but hey, my 401k is still with my employer. Can I still get those benefits? Do I have any options while I'm still working?
Yeah, Walter, you do have a lot of alternatives, but you kind of have to know the questions to ask. So a lot of the people that I work with are still working. They have a 401k account that has gotten pretty large at their office. And so what they're able to do if they're over 59 and a half years old is do something called an in-service distribution. Now, you rarely hear about that at your company, but almost every company will offer that. And all you're doing with that is doing a custodian to custodian transfer of that money. So there are no tax implications. It just gets a piece of that 401k out into an IRA rollover, where it's pretty easy for you to work with an advisor and get some strategies in place that might be more designed to help you accomplish your retirement goals. Again, it's called an in-service distribution. It's not widely known about, but I almost never see a company plan that doesn't allow you to do one of those.
Yeah, it's interesting when you have so many options on the table. I know it can be overwhelming for some people to try and figure out what's the best option. So how do you and your team, David, help determine what kind of investments should be, you know, in that plan once you roll it over out of a 401k? When you make that transfer, it's a tough enough thing to make the decision to do that. Now you got to figure out what to invest all that stuff into.
Well, you do. And for us, since that's basically all we do, we have a formula that we try to put each client through to make sure that we know what is going to help them accomplish their retirement goals. So for instance, three things that really make a big difference are their personal risk tolerance, their age. In other words, are they in their 40s or are they 63 and a couple of years away from retirement? So risk tolerance, age, and then the size of their nest egg. If they're rolling over a relatively small piece of what is a very large retirement plan, well, we might make different decisions than if they're rolling over 80% of the money that they've saved for retirement. So maybe a couple of examples would be helpful. I think of a couple that we worked with in the last several months. The 401k that we rolled over was his. The company allowed him to roll out 85% of the money that he had saved in his 401k. So it was a fairly sizable chunk of money. And his 401k at his office, he had it invested 90% in equities in the stock market. Now, you know, he didn't know that he had it that aggressively invested for a guy that was in his early 60s. He had just picked mutual funds that had really good 1 and 3 year track records. Well, those are all going to be stock funds. So he had a significant amount of risk in his 401k plan. What we did was put in a strategy that was 20% equities, just in the market, 20%. Another 70% that switched from stock investments to bond investments based on a triggering mechanism we use, and then 10% in a bond portfolio. So what he has right now, since the market is in an uptrend, he still has 90% equities. But what we'll do for him is when that long-term market direction changes, he'll flip to almost 80% of his portfolio out of the market. So it gave him a tactical strategy in his portfolio that he couldn't possibly have in his 401k unless he was a very active and sophisticated do-it-yourselfer. So that's one example. Another example, almost on the opposite end of the spectrum, we had this happened to be the lady's 401k that we were working with. And she had it about 30% in the stock market and about 70% in fixed income, in a bond portfolio, because she was concerned about the next major market downturn, and she'd been concerned for quite some time. So she'd missed a whole lot of the upside in the market. And for this particular couple, based on her risk tolerance, what we did was we rolled out, her company was allowing her to roll out about 70% of her 401k. So in this case, we rolled that entire amount into something called a fixed indexed annuity. And the only reason we did that is because, well, first of all, it had a zero fee. It has zero downside. As the market goes down, it doesn't go down in value, but it only gets 50% of the upside of the Standard & Poor's 500. Well, the thought behind it was, with her low risk tolerance, with her getting pretty close to retirement, she was thinking, well, if I can get 50% of the upside in the S&P 500 and none of the downside, why wouldn't I do that with a big chunk of my 401k plan? Far better than the yield she was getting in her bond fund at her company portfolio. So those are two examples of people on the opposite ends of the risk tolerance standpoint, even though they're almost the same age. So I guess, Walter, the long and the short of it is, once you roll money out of a 401k using an in-service distribution, you have access to a lot of different investment strategies that you wouldn't have access to inside of a 401k. What it really does is put you in charge of how those monies are going to be invested, the amount of risk you want to take, and really actively managing that instead of what is a lot of times a blind investment into a 401k plan.
It's interesting to look at these different scenarios and hear the stories of how people have improved their financial situation and their retirement plans when they get a little bit deeper look into what's going on into something like a 401k rollover. And the cool thing is, this is just one part of that entire planning process. You know, it's not all about a 401k rollover. That's just one aspect of all the things that need to be considered. And if you have things that you need to work out in your own financial plan, maybe some question marks that still surround your planning process, reach out to David Dickens and the team at KC Financial Advisors, 913-317-1414. Again, that's 913-317-1414. Or you can find us online, as always, at coveryourassetskc.com. Well, David, we appreciate your help on the podcast today. Thank you so much, and we'll do it again next week.
Yeah, enjoyed it, Walter. I'll look forward to the next time.
Lots of fun. That's David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors. I'm Walter Storholt. We'll talk to you next time on Cover Your Assets, KC. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.